And we just heard from Bunk Johnson, 1944, Alabama Bound, a song sometimes attributed to Jelly Roll Morton. And on this album, an incredible cast. Bunk Johnson, trumpet. George Lewis on clarinet. Jim Robinson, trombone. Lawrence Morrell, banjo. Alcide Slow Drag, Havago bass. Baby Dodds on drums. Before that, we heard from the new album by Henry Butler and Stephen Bernstein. We heard a Jelly Roll Morton tune, King Porter Stomp, with, of course, Henry Butler here on piano, Steve Bernstein on trumpet and arrangements, Reginald Veal on bass, Herlin Riley on drums, Charlie Burnham on violin, and Michael Blake on a saxophone, Eric Lawrence, saxophone, Doug Weiselman on clarinets, Curtis Fox, trombone, and Matthew Ministerio on guitar. And that's out. Henry Butler, Steve Bernstein, and the Hot Nine, Viper's Drag. And we started it off from Jelly Roll Morton and his great piano style of the 1920s. It's just so hot. A Library of Congress record. We heard Pep composition. So it's like a set of Jelly Roll Morton songs and more to Jelly Morton and his piano style. And you can hear he's got a heck of a left hand. Be played right next to Henry Butler. The old man had it in. He just had it, man. That's that. Next up, we're going to stay in Louisiana. We're going to listen to some Dennis Paul Williams from his solo guitar album, The Morning Light. And we'll hear a friendship song, and then he might be painting right now. My buddy caught him out in Portland. We're going to play some Joanne Brackeen and the song Picasso, which is a great, great song off of Joanne Brackeen Quartet Turnaround, with also from here on alto saxophone, Donald Harrison, Cecil McBee on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith. You listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. And we have to take a pause and remember that this was by also produced by Dennis Paul Williams and the late, great Al Berard. Back to it. Thank you.
Thank you. KRVS Underwriting announcements reach listeners with your message of support and information about your business or event. To find out more about partnering with South Louisiana's Regional Public Radio Program Source, call us at 482-5787. 482-KRVS.
And that was the Mingus Big Band, Moanin'. Mingus Big Band live at the Jazz Standard, which was a Grammy winner with in the trumpets, Randy Brecker, Kenny Rampton, and Earl Gardner. Tenor saxophone, Wayne Scoffrey and Abraham Burton. Alto, Vincent Herring. Douglas Yates on the alto, soprano, and flute. Lauren Sivian on baritone saxophone. Gotta have some baritone saxophone for some Mingus, yeah. And Kuumba Frank Lacey and Conrad Hertwig on trombones. Earl McIntyre, bass, trombone, and tuba. Gotta have that too. And a great piano solo from pianist here on this record, David Kikoski, Boris Kozlov on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And before that, we heard from Joanne Brad Keane, Picasso from Turnaround. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you.
Quartet West, 1986. That's fine with Ernie Watts on tenor, alto, soprano, sax, Alan Broadbent, piano, Charlie Hayden, bass, and Billy Higgins on drums from In the Moment. The song's called In the Moment, and the CD's called Charlie Hayden Quartet West. Before that, we heard opening by Oregon with Music of Another Present from 1972. Ralph Towner, guitar, Paul McCandless, Glenn Moore, bass, Colin Walcott, percussion, tabla, sitar. And you've been listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We're here every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Public Radio, Lafayette, Lake Charles. It's been a pleasure to bring this show to you, bring you modern jazz as it exists, especially in Louisiana from the 20s, basically. Kind of was recorded in Chicago and out in Indiana, but everybody was from down here up to the present moment. We'll see you next time. It's DeJohn McGagne.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.